Promote your community event, be it a rally, meeting, fundraising gig, call out for entries, or piece of agitprop on 3CR's online community calendar. Not-for-profit community organisations and activist artists are invited to upload community event information and event poster or photos. Go to 3cr.org.au and click on Add Your Community Event Here on the right-hand column under Community Events. 3CR, spreading the seeds of dissent.
CR's event for International Day of People with Disability was kindly supported by the City of Melbourne Metro Access Initiative, and another partner in that initiative is the Youth Disability Advisory Service. And we're joined now by Rebecca Feldman, who's a project officer with YDAS. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Helen.
How are you?
Good.
So just before we talk about your events this weekend, do you want to tell us a bit more about the Youth Disability Advocacy Service? What do you do?
Okay, well, we work with young people with disabilities, aged 12 to 25, and basically we are a voice for their rights. We do individual advocacy and case work with young people, and also do some systemic projects, so working on those larger issues.
So what are some of the issues that people bring to you?
On an individual basis, there's been quite a lot around school bullying, unfortunately, recently. There's also been young people needing to access supports at school that they're not getting or needing some assistance to get. In terms of systemic issues, there's accommodation, young people in nursing homes, and basically trying to move young people out into other accommodation options. They're some of the issues that we're working on. And also access to live music and entertainment is another one.
Yeah, so all of your work is about trying to make sure that people, young people with disabilities, have access to the same rights and entertainments as all other young people. Tell us about Live Access. What's that project trying to achieve?
Okay, basically that's looking at improving access to live music in a variety of ways. A lot of the barriers to music and entertainment venues can simply be about physical access and getting in the door, or it might be lack of awareness from venue staff around the needs of people with disabilities. And also lack of information around whether venues are actually accessible. So what we're trying to do with the Live Access project is provide that information through Live Access website, which will be going live at the end of the week. So we're really excited about that. And also through holding regular Live Access events.
So when you talk to venue managers, you say there's a lack of awareness. Are people willing or able to modify live music venues and entertainment venues for people with disabilities to be able to go and basically be paying customers?
Yeah, we have had some good support in general from our venues. We've worked generally with venues that are already a bit more accessible. And, yeah, it has been just a case of raising that awareness and saying, you know, look, there's a need for a ramp here, or just rearranging the furniture there, or having seats for people to be able to sit down, those small kind of changes. So generally the response has been quite good.
So you've got an event on this Sunday, December the 6th. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, we have. We've got a Live Access event at Trades Hall in Valley Union Bar. And we've got a great lineup of bands, which is fantastic. The Guild League are headlining. We've also got Sophie Coe and Dee Rogers. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
So, and what time does that start?
That'll be Doors are at 2.
Okay. And where can people get tickets for that?
The Bally Union website, so www.ballyunion.com.
And the launch of your own live access website, which will give accessibility reviews of venues and festivals and tell people about things they can go to, like bands and events. When is that going to be up and ready, and where can people find it?
Yeah, so that'll be going live at the end of the week, and it's at www.liveaccess.org.au.
Fantastic. So just before we go, have you got anything you'd like to say, particularly for International Day of People with Disabilities?
I just think it's great that we're celebrating. I think we need a day where everyone stops and reflects on people with disabilities who are a significant part of the population, and disability issues. I think it's a great day, and I'm proud that WIDAF is part of it.
Thanks, Rebecca, for joining us, Rebecca, and have a great event this weekend.
Thanks, Helen.
And that was Rebecca Feldman from the Youth Disability Advisory Service. If you want to find out more about their services, WIDAS does have a website, ydas.org.au. But if you're interested in live access and the event on this weekend at the Bella Union Bar, go to www.bellaunion.com.au. The tickets to the show are $16. That's on Sunday, December the 6th, between 2 and 6 p.m. All wheelchair accessible. It's close to public transport. Will be an Auslan interpreter, and there will be attendant support available on request. So you can also phone Rebecca for more information on 92673766.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm a person with a disability. I'm a self-advocate, and I'm proud of it. And on this day, the 3rd of December, which is International Day of People with Disability, I'm calling on all people with disability, especially those with an intellectual disability, to stand up and be counted.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio on International Day for People with a Disability. Well, in theory, people with disabilities have the same legal rights as any other citizen and the same access to anti-discrimination laws. But in practice, it remains difficult for people with disabilities to achieve access to justice when their rights are violated. Victorian Legal Aid and the Victorian Legal Assistance Forum are holding an event next Thursday, the 10th of December, to discuss justice for people with disabilities. Our next guest, Carmen Parsons, is Referrals Access and Equity Policy Officer with Victoria Legal Aid, and she joins us now. Welcome to 3CR, Carmen.
Hello.
So, Carmen, what are the main barriers to people with disability have to get equal access to justice?
I think there are quite a few barriers. I think just getting information about how to get information and advice and where to start can be an issue. A lot of people just let things happen to them, or let legal issues kind of ride until someone comes knocking on their door. There are, you know, other barriers like, of course, the attitudes of people in the legal system, which we're all trying to get over, and we need to, you know, provide translators and alternative ways of accessing the justice system sometimes. I think those are the main things. But, I mean, a lot of the research shows that a lot of people just let things go and don't take action when something happens to them. So what we're hoping is that people will have the information to take some action.
Hmm. Well, on that subject, when allegations of abuse in supported residential accommodation were raised by the Public Advocate earlier this year, Attorney General Rob Hulls suggested that people with disabilities should lodge any criminal complaints with the police. But do you think the police are equipped to respond to people with disabilities, particularly those people who've got difficulties communicating?
I can understand that that the response that people go to police seems a bit simplistic. I suppose the Victorian Legal Assistance Forum is working, as all the legal assistance providers, the lawyers in private and public sectors, is working with the community groups to try to address some of the barriers to access to justice, and you know that includes some of the attitudes of and behaviours of players like the police. But I think we just I guess we just also need to remember that all people, including people with intellectual disabilities or other disabilities living in supported accommodation, do in principle have the right to complain to police, and that in a criminal system, that's the best way to, that's the only way to sort of prove things where there's evidence and that kind of thing. So I think that's probably the point the attorney was trying to make. But obviously, yeah, there's always changes that need to be made. And just like with domestic violence, the police had to learn about that and respond more appropriately than they used to. Then perhaps this is another area they may need to work on.
Mm. Well, there's a lot of evidence that people with disabilities are overrepresented in the criminal justice system. Do you think the system needs to be reviewed to avoid criminalising people with disabilities?
Look, I think that is an ongoing issue, and I guess there have been some reviews, and there is some work between different departments, like between the police and the prisons, and the courts and the prisons, and the youth sector and the prisons. And there are also things like there's a special circumstances list in the magistrates court now that that helps people with fines who have a disability to basically not have to go through the mainstream system, and it takes their disability into account. So, I think there has been some review and there have been some steps forward, but yes, this remains an ongoing issue.
Hmm. So what do you think are the main reforms to legal services that are needed to deliver equal access to justice for people with disabilities?
I think that you're right. The issue of the overrepresentation of people with an acquired brain injury, mental illness, or an intellectual disability needs to be addressed. I mean, sometimes perhaps it's a societal issue. You know, we criminalise behaviour that that perhaps needn't be recognised as a crime, and sometimes people are more vulnerable because they're more in the public eye. You know, perhaps if they're homeless or just out and about on the street and get sort of picked up for their behaviour that others of us, you know, maybe it wouldn't be seen as a crime because we you know, perhaps we're drunk in a pub or whatever. So I think that's a societal issue. But also, yeah, we might need to look at not making some of those things a crime. I think we also need to look at how we identify people when they first come to the attention of a legal service. And we're thinking about ways that we can better make sure that we kind of realise that people might have a disability of some kind, because some people don't feel comfortable disclosing that. So how can we make them feel more comfortable so that we can help them to get access to some of their rights?
So can you tell us, Carmen, about the forum that's happening next week? Who's going to be speaking there?
We've got a speaker from the Australian Federation of Disability Organisations, and also a speaker on human rights. People probably know that very recently Australia signed the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with a Disability. So she's one of the speakers going to be talking about how we might be able to use that to help improve the rights of people with a disability here in Australia. And then we've got some lawyers from Legal Aid talking, some lawyers from the community legal centres, and including the Disability Discrimination Legal Centre. And then we're sort of, Legal Aid is kind of wrapping it up. Legal Aid is just one of the players in the Victorian Legal Assistance Forum. It involves the community legal centres, the Aboriginal legal centres, and even the private sector. And what we're trying to do is collaborate better, including with community groups like disability advocates, to try and identify some of the challenges and some of the barriers. So while I might not have all the answers today, hopefully after next week I might have a few more in terms of some priorities of things we can work together to achieve.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time, Carmen. Can you just let people know where they can find out information about going along to that event?
If you want to find out more information, could you ring Rachda Mudukuni? Her number is 9269-0256. And so it's on the 10th of December next week. It's an all-day event in the city. And that number again is 9269-0256 if you're interested. It'd be great if you could come along.
Okay, well, thanks very much for speaking with us today, Carmen.
Thank you.
And that was Carmen Parsons, Referrals and Access and Equity Policy Officer with Victoria Legal Aid, speaking about the Victorian Legal Assistance Forum. You're on 3CR Community Radio on International Day for People with a Disability.
In 2009, in one of the most enlightened and wealthiest nations in the world, it is possible for persons with disability to die of starvation in specialist disability services, to be raped or assaulted without any reasonable prospect of these crimes being detected, investigated, or prosecuted by the legal system, and to have their children removed by child protection authorities on the prejudiced assumption that disability simply equates with incompetent parenting.
What's happening at Melbourne's activist radio station? Keep up to date with 3CR news such as programming and podcasting updates, special broadcast and project events, and publication launches. Sign up to receive the monthly email newsletter by going to 3cr.org.au and entering your email address under Can We Talk in the left-hand column. 3CR, powered by the people.
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR. It's Thursday, 3rd of December. It's International Day of People with Disabilities, and you're going to be getting disability news, music and issues all day today on 3CR. And to talk about how we communicate about disability, we're joined now by Chris Morris. He is one of the contributors to a new online community called Divine. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. What is Divine and what is how is an online community? What does that actually mean?
Okay, well, it is a website, but it's more than that. It's an online community, which means that it's a place on the internet where people with disability in particular feel they're the centre of attention and it's easy for them to use. And in fact, the site has been developed very much with input of people with disabilities saying what they feel they need to feel included in cyberspace.
So people wanted somewhere where they felt included. What are the barriers at the moment to other disability websites? Why do people want something different?
Other disability websites tend to be more of a one-way process where there's information on the web, on the site, about disability, perhaps where services can be gotten from and things like that. But there's no dedicated space online currently that allows people with a disability to interact with the site and with the information and with each other, more importantly. That's one of the key differences there.
So it's more of a two-way relationship. So you mentioned that people with disabilities were involved in the development. How did that happen and who was involved?
Okay, well, the whole thing was set up by the Victorian Government through the Office for Disability, which is is another part of the Department of Planning and Community Development. They conducted a lot of extensive research into the needs of people with disability in terms of their online experience and found that people wanted to have much more input into the site and define what the different sections were. And they found that people with disabilities were very tech-savvy, actually, and were very comfortable using technology for communication purposes. And they were very keen to have a dedicated space online to communicate with each other and the broader community. So as a result of all of that research, the site was developed and very much in control by people with disability in terms of the look and the feel, the sections of the site that were developed and so on and so forth.
So how will it work once it's launched and it's an online community? Who will write content and decide what goes up on the website?
Okay. Well, there's Divine is a website by and for people with a disability. So all the writers, contributors, are people with a disability. I'm one of those. There's about 14 of us roughly around the state. And we, in the initial stages, were asked to write specific articles around our designated interest areas. For example, I said I was interested in health, for example. Looking after your health was very important and have a lifetime interest in that. So I've written a couple of articles about health. Likewise, government policy and legislation I've written about. Same with all the other writers. Some of them have interest in the arts or lifestyle things, technical matters, nightlife, and so on and so on. So, but now, once the site is launched, as of today, we'll have a bit more free rein to sort of make suggestions to the editor-in-chief about what we might like to write, and he decides what articles go in and which ones don't. But we are given some pretty clear guidelines about what's suitable and what's not, so that all works quite well.
Okay. So as you mentioned, Divine is supported by the Victorian Office for Disability. Why won't this just be another place for government strategies and lists and lists and lists of service providers?
Oh, yeah, well, there's plenty of those, aren't there?
That's right.
And they're deadly boring, that's right. I mean, they have a purpose, those kinds of sites, of course, but the way this is different, it's been designed specifically incorporating the best features of Web 2.0. In other words, it's an interactive site. People can send information to the site as well as getting information from the site. So it's very much a two-way process. Every article, for example, has a very clear space at the bottom of it where you can make comment on it. So a bit like Facebook and other things like that. So where you might read something and say, oh, that's a good idea, or that's pretty stupid or whatever, you can just click on the box there, make a comment, and it goes into the site. And there's numerous other devices on the site where people can give feedback, make comment, and so on, so, which is not the case with these other kinds of one-way information sites.
So you mentioned health and arts and other issues. What are some of the other content we can expect to see today when Divine's launched?
Okay. There's a major section called Out and About, and that's a lot of stuff about dining, bars and nightlife, theatre, event reviews, public transport. All things involved with people getting out and about because, I mean, International Day for People with Disability is all about having people with a disability be participating more in everyday life, and getting out and about is certainly part of that, because you may have some challenges with transport or whatever, mobility doesn't mean you can't go to enjoy a good movie or whatever. So that section talks about that. The art section is pretty extensive. That's books, film, music, all those sorts of things. Lifestyle is about, section has things like cooking, relationships, parenting. I've written one on parenting. That's an interesting area of mine. Healthy living, sport, travel. Tech talk is about assistive technologies, computing, phones, all of that good stuff. And then the section I'm also interested in is personally rights and policy. So that's policy and legislation and human rights and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty comprehensive.
Okay, so when's it going live? You said today? Is that this morning?
Yes, 11 o'clock this morning. There's going to be the Parliamentary Secretary for Human Services, Thelma Languilla, is coming along, and we're going to pushing a big button and finger off it goes. It's all live from 11 o'clock.
A big button?
Well, I presume so. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be something visual, I guess.
Something spectacular anyway.
All right, well, congratulations on your contribution to the work. Finally, just what's the web address so that people can look it up?
Okay, it's all the usual W's. Divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, as it sounds, divine.vic.gov.au.
Thanks for joining us today, Chris. We'll be having a look at the website later today, and have a good day.
Thank you kindly.
And that was Chris Morris, who's a contributor to Victoria's first online interactive community for and by people with disability. You'll be hearing lots of music today by people with disabilities. Nearly everything we're playing through 12 hours of broadcasting today is music by people with disabilities. Just before we spoke to Chris there, you heard In the Storm by the Bipolar Bears. And next up is Rudely Interrupted, who you'll see tonight on ABC TV at 9:35 p.m. This is Rudely Interrupted, Green Lights.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.